Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. April 23rd, yes it is, 2019. All right, we're going to start off with a Bible verse. I hope you guys are doing well, and I hope that you guys are trying to do things for other people to experience the real joy of life. Joy, as I call it, joy.o.y is Jesus, others, and yourself. When you put Jesus first and others before yourself, your life is really complete. I know that's hard, but I'm going to explain that as we go. I found that through having a dad as Richard Williams, and you guys have started to hear part of the story, that was really hard for me. I would make up stories about who my dad was in life and just really a lost little soul and not really understanding the love of God until certain people, like when I was in college with Tamsin Murray, she was always there to encourage me and to show me the true love of God. So I'm just reminded that, you know what, your earthly family is not the family that you're blood-born with, but the family that you can create. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 13 to you. Oh, wrong chapter, sorry. The reminder is I'm going back to the right chapter. I just want to remind you guys that 211 in any area of the United States can help you, whether you're trying to find housing, low-income housing, how to get on a HUD list for housing, or to contact Catholic Charities, or for food referrals, for counseling, for substance abuse. Your child is suicidal, you're suicidal. Speaking of that, let me stop. If you're suicidal and you don't feel you can hold on another minute, please stop this broadcast. Go immediately to the emergency room or dial 911. Your life is worth so much in that you are loved by God. Okay, so just this show is not as important as your life. Talk to somebody, reach out to somebody, okay? All right, here we go. And this is chapter 13 of Corinthians. I really love this chapter because to me it's like a love book. It's this one chapter that talks about love, and I really do really, really like it. Because it helped me to be to really understand God's love and to not be angry with my dad or with other people. So I hope that other people can find the joy in it that I found, because it is really a great book. Okay, just so you guys know, I hope that you guys remember my favorite verse, Jeremiah 29:11. God really loves you. All right, here we go. Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. If I speak in the tongue of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mystery, making sure I didn't have my mute, and can fathom all mystery and knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to the poor and give over my body to the hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. I hope you guys are seeing a pattern here. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Let me read that one more time. Love, it always protects, always trusts, and always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. Where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. When completeness comes, what is in part disappearing. When I was a child, I talk like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror, and we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I'm fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. When I play a song, I'm going to try to count the amount of love that's in there. And I just want to tell you guys, I know it's easy to stay angry with a parent, a husband, a spouse. A lot of people say I'm crazy for allowing my ex-husband back in my life and allowing him to see his kids. But it's not crazy. It's love. I hope you heard in here, love is patient, love is kind. It keeps no record of wrongs. What my ex-husband did to me was not right, but it does not negate that I have to make my children suffer for other people. You forgive. Forgiveness is not easy. Let me tell you, it took me a while. I got divorced in September 4th of 2014, and this is 2019. It took a good 2 years for me to come to terms, actually for God to come help me come to terms, and for him to have me showing a forgiving heart, because there's been so many things I've done in life that God has loved me through an abortion, through, you know, lying on other people when I was younger, and, you know, telling stories as even when I was older about things that I didn't want people to know the truth, and you know, sometimes pretending I was just so happy about that my dad left me, and, you know, that's not the truth. So, you know, but I have learned love. I love my dad because my Father in heaven loves me unconditionally. He got on the cross for me. He got on the cross to show me and mankind that he loved us no matter what, and there was nothing that he wouldn't do. So the true love is Jesus can get on the cross, have his hands nailed, his feet nailed, and his sides pierced for me. Who am I that I cannot forgive a human being? There is no greater love than to love another fellow man. All right. So let me talk to you guys a few minutes about, you know, what is it you're hanging on to? I know I went silent, but I just want you guys to think and pause about that. You have to let things go, because through true love comes true forgiveness. And forgiveness is not for us, for you. I mean, forgiveness is not for the person who wronged you. It's for you. Excuse me, I had that all jumbled up. I apologize. But if you can't get past some of the things that hurt you, and I know there's many things, molestation, you know, rape, abuse by parents, abuse by a spouse, maybe your children are abusing you, or maybe you, your children, a teenager's listening to this, and you're being, you know, you're going through, you have a hard family time, and somebody is sexually molesting you. Once you know it's not your fault, you need to talk to your parents or somebody you trust, because it's not your fault. Rape is not your fault. Molestation is not your fault. There are things that we choose as humans to do, whether it's drugs, drinking, over shopping, watching pornography. Those are things we choose. But when somebody chooses to harm another person purposely, willfully, and maliciously, it is hard to come to forgiveness. But remember, when you can come to forgiveness, then you can walk freely on this earth and you can help other people. What is your passion? What are you living for? Is the hate and the animosity you feel for a situation, a person, or a thing causing you to be stagnant in your life, to stumble? I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not. Please don't think that. I just want you to get to a point where you can just feel the love of yourself, and you can just, it can overflow in others, and people can say, how can you do that? Because you have love for God. How can I go on with my life and do things that are good, because even though I'm without my dad, some of my siblings don't talk to me? Because, you know what, I have a real Father in heaven, and some people call him Jesus Christ, other people have a higher power, but the point is, you have to give up yourself to a higher power. I give myself up to Jesus Christ, and that helps me, okay? So I'm not dependent on me. I'm dependent on God to help me get through every step of my life. He's carrying me. He's holding my hand. He has my back. He has my side. He has my front, and the same with you. Not only do you need God, you need people that you can trust. Maybe you're in a situation where you're just hanging with people because they're your neighbors, and you're in a neighborhood where that's just what people do, but they're not like you. Get away from them. Maybe you're in a Bible study where it seems good, but some of the people are not like-minded as you, and their walk is not their talk. And I've been there, done that. And maybe you're in a different place where you need to be more fed, then get on with it. don't stay in a situation to make it happy or make God happy, because you are loved by God. You make him happy by being a child that he made through creation. Okay, so don't stay in situations because you think you have to be a good person. Be in situations where you can overflow your joy, your goodness, your grace, your mercy to other people and help them. Okay, we're going to go to a song, and then we'll be right back with Rolling with the Diva. The song we have today, I was able to switch it out, and we're going to play, let's see, I think this one is by Lady Cassandra. Back with Rolling with the Diva, and that was actually Joy and God. I got that mixed up, and not Lady Cassandra. Want to remind you guys to tune in on Thursday. My show for Thursday is called Can You Laugh? You guys better learn to laugh in life. I know that there's a lot of things that go on, but I'm going to tell you, laughter has gotten me through so many things, and it has helped me in so many ways. I'm not saying you can laugh at some of the things we talked about earlier, but you've got to learn how to be able to laugh some things off, watch a funny movie because it's good for your heart and it allows you to see life in a different way. And laughter is great medicine. Tell you, I have to laugh at a lot of different things. Let me tell you guys, what was it last week? I want to be honest, okay? Because when I'm telling you guys these things, oh my God, I'm laughing. I want you guys to know I struggle with some of these things myself personally. So last week, I was in a Bible study group. I mean, I was in a link through Bible study, and a person had asked for prayer. Okay, and you know, of course, we all want to pray for our friends, our peers, help them out. And you know, the person had said that their child was sick, and I'm like, oh my God, that's awful, and you know, and so we all prayed. Now, the group all knew the information I'm about to tell you guys, but I did not. So me thinking, oh my God, this is a child, this is really sad. I'm like, God, really, please help this child. Don't take it from his mother. Oh my goodness, this is just sad. So that was one night. And then the next night, I mean, the next day, you know, people are in the post asking how the dog's doing. And the person says, I mean, not the dog, the child. You see, I gave them that. It's the dog. One person actually said, how's your fur baby? And I'm like, looked at the post and I reread it again and put on the glasses and reread it again. And I'm like, you know what? My first thought was hell no. I want to be honest, okay? Because I'm just going to cut to the chase because I want you guys to know somebody out there listening would have said that too. I was like, no. Mm-mm. So I read it again and said that. So I commented, oh, your dog is not a child. It's a dog. He said, yeah, but I chose not to have children. So that's my son. You know, I'm like, okay. So, you know, what first went through my thought was, my mind was, Jesus, help me. Can I have my prayer back, Jesus? And then the second thought was, I wanted to just say, are you insane? Because let me explain, guys. I love my animals. My two pets, come here, Bunny, Zion. They're right here by me. Zion and Bunny are just the greatest dogs. They're rescue dogs. I love them. Bunny will lick you to death. Because that's how she's so loved. And Zion will just lay on you and stuff and then run with your food. And he likes the ball. Love my animals. And I wouldn't want anything to happen to them ever. And there's a however. They're not children. They're not a child that came from my vajayjay. And I'm going to need that to stop. So I had to let that go. I'm going to tell you, people, it was really hard for me because everything I'm telling you guys is like, you know, did that person do anything wrong? Well, technically, no. Should they have said that was a dog? Well, I guess, but I was the only one in the group because they've all known each other longer that didn't know it was a dog. So I guess, okay. I just say that, you know what, people, if you want me to pray for you, I'm going to need you to say this is a dog prayer or this is a people prayer because, see, there's a different level of prayer. There's not, oh, my God, I rose to my knees, I pray, I scream for God to help a person. I'm not saying I wouldn't do that for my dog, but I'm going to need people to recognize people just got way out of control. That really bothered me for like, I think about 3 or 4 days. And God's like, you got to let this go. And I did. And I was really proud of myself. I didn't post it on Facebook. I didn't call out the person. And I just let it go. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to be on that watch list. You know, like some people say the government have us on a watch. Like, they're on a watch list, so when they ask for prayers, I have to get specifics because I'm just saying, okay. So, anyway, moving back on to that, I just want you guys to know. So, when I'm telling you these things, it's not easy for me because some people, and I do realize that some people say that, oh, my gosh, you're a little harsh, and I am. I'm more sometimes the pepper of life than I am the salt. Salt helps preserve things, and sometimes I'll just throw pepper on, and it'll be too much. So, I have to really watch that. But I just want you to know, I really, truly love people. And you know what? It's not going to hurt us. No, God, I didn't give me back my prayer. But it did help me enough to realize that people see things differently. You have to accept them as they are and love them as they are. And that's the reason that I was able to talk about 1 Corinthians. That's the reason I'm talking about laughter on Thursday. You guys hear that same thing. Now, but the good thing is for that is that person now became part of my story and about my jokes. So when I do stand-up comedy, I can at least have another joke, right? See the positive? You know, laugh. Hey, no kid. Anyway, So I want to remind you guys of that our show is on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Central Time, and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to click on our sponsor, Kimmy Kim from Malaysians Radio. Look up Blamonte Grant. She has a great podcast and on, podcast, YouTube on, she's doing a 30 seconds on different words of the Bible. You guys should go look over that. Thank you for Dwayne Gott, and Lady Cassandra allowing us to create our song, play their song. If you guys have heard anything today, I hope you realize that the love you give is the love you receive. Say you're mad at somebody and you hold that for you for 30 years, that bitterness that you have toward them is going to prevent your life from going to the full force of God. So remember this, Matthew 6:5. When you pray, do not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in a synagogue on the street corner, to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Whoever loves others has fulfilled this law. So if somebody has done something wrong to you, and there's a Bible verse, if you have something wrong against your brother or vice versa, I think that's how it says, you guys have to look it up, go talk to them. Because if you keep harboring that, it's going to be hard for God to bless you. And I know some people don't want to hear that, and they're like, oh, shut up, that's not right. I can harbor people and still, be loved by God. Yes, you can, but it may be hinder your blessing. You can go read about it in the Bible. I'm not your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, but I'm just telling you, hey, 2 Corinthians 8:8, I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnest of others. There you go. That was a Bible verse, not mine. Just saying, people. So what am I trying to say? Just love people unconditionally, okay? And this is, again, from Bible Study Tools, Bibles, verses about unconditional love. What does the Bible say about unconditional love? God's expression of his unconditional love is now, oh, my God, can you guys stop? Those are my dogs. Did you guys hear me? See, they do these things. I have to stop real quick. How many of you guys have children and dogs? In that way, they're the same. If you're ignoring your dogs and you're ignoring your children, the minute you get on the phone or the minute you do something, they're over there tearing up stuff and acting up. I mean, like, oh, my gosh, then they know better. They're going to get kicked out of the room. You guys better stop or you're going to see Jesus. All right. Sorry about that, people. Although we are commanded to repent in our sins and strive toward the way of God, he never stops loving us in our journey to righteousness. The Bible shows us that God's unconditional love never fails and not motivated by personal gain. And that's from the Bible Study Tools. The article was written on 6/4/2018, and it was compiled by and edited by the Bible Study Tools staff. I love that best little app. And John 4:16, and so we know and rely on the love God from God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love with God and in God and God in them. There, John 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect. So don't fear forgiving somebody. Don't fear forgiving yourself. Don't fear loving other people. Love unconditionally, and God will continue to bless you. He loves you no matter what. 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. I know I got a lot of sins. Thanks for the love I get from God and other people. All right, we're going to ask to just remind you guys that you are loved. You're more than enough. You're wanted. You're cared for. Keep in prayer for Kimmy Kim from Malaysians Radio as she continues to go through chemotherapy with the heart of a warrior of God. And just keep praying for her. Please pray for Cheryl. Her uncle died. It was a fast. It was last Sunday we were praying for him, and he was alive. And then they put him in hospice, and then he was doing better. And then we got news on Monday that he passed away. And that was less than a week. Your time is not promised on earth. We're not promised anything. Forgive easy, love hard, and live your life with passion. Because at the end of the day, your legacy should be seen. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. Go forgive. Go make that phone call. Send that letter. Don't text. Please, people, don't text. All right. Loving you. and we're going to go with a song. We'll be right back on Rolling with the Diva. Gotta go to the studio. Sorry about that, people. Hope you guys have a blessed week, and don't forget to tune in on Thursday for our show. We're going to the studio now. I'm using my phone because my computer, I don't know, something happened to it. It's not a blue screen. I can see it, but it's just doing some weird, crazy thing. So I'm sort of kind of left, which I'm blessed and thankful to God that I have a very awesome Samsung 8 that works like a perfection and a charm. So thank you, Lord Jesus, because I'm not going to even complain about that, because I could be sitting up here trying to sing me songs myself. Okay, you know what? I don't even know what's wrong with me today. I'm just hilariously thinking everything's funny, and I will try to be serious. I'm going to the studio right now as I press the buttons, you know, with my big hands. I love my hands, but sometimes they're a little too big. So we're getting there. You know, sometimes the Wi-Fi is a little slow. Oh, what are my dogs doing? They're walking around looking at me now because I told them, ask them if they want to see Jesus. That's the same thing I say to my kids, because I'm like, you know, I can help you see Jesus. He will say it wasn't your time, but oh well, you'll be okay. Here we go with Lady Cassandra. That was Lady Cassandra, and we're back. I looked up this something about love and how many times is in the Bible, and I found this on Google, And I'll read the one I found on www.reference.com. Now, it says on Google, the number of times that love is mentioned in the Bible depends on the version of the Bible. In the King James Version, love is mentioned 310 times, 131 times in the Old Testament, 179 times in the New Testament, and both indicate from Google and www.reference.com that could be the way that it was translated. And this is from www.reference.com. How many times is love mentioned in the Bible? The number of times, this is quoting their article, the number of times that love is mentioned in the Bible depends on the version of the Bible. In the King James Version, love is mentioned 310 times, 131 times in the Old Testament, 179 times in the New Testament, equals what Google said. Now, they also went on to say in the New Standard Version, love is mentioned 348 times, 133 in the Old Testament, and 250 times in the New Testament. In the New International Version, it is mentioned 551 times, 319 times in the Old Testament, and 232 times in the New Testament. There are 538 instances of the word love in the New Revised Standard Version, 317 in the Old Testament, 221 in the New Testament. Does these mean people are producing the Bible false? No, not at all. The translations of these different versions of the Bible, which are all documented words of God, are true. It's just the version and maybe how that the word was translated. All right, so with that being said, what's the goal of today's show? Is that you love unconditionally, live hard, live with a passion, and remember, you are lovable, you are worthy, and you are more than enough. I hope that your week is blessed and that you just remember that you are truly a child of God no matter what. Don't give up on your hopes and dreams. And I hope and pray that this week you'll remember Jeremiah 29:11. This is my paraphrase for all those people that are Bible bumpers, not me, that I know the plans I have for you to prosper and not harm you and to give you a hope and a future. Have a great week, guys. See you Thursday.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
I do.